Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast. I'm Jason Powell. Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2016. Royal Rumble weekend is here. There are a ton of things going on. In addition to the Royal Rumble, which of course takes place on Sunday night in Orlando, Florida at Amway Center, we'll get into those in just a second. I do have to give a quick reminder to .NET members if you're having any issues downloading the audio content. Maybe you're listening to this one on the website. There is a new members RSS feed. You can find details on the members website in the news listing or go to the upper left corner and you will find the RSS area up there where you can find out the new RSS feed, along with any, if you want to break it into individual audio shows that you want downloaded, you now have that ability as well. So again, check the upper left corner of the screen and you should you can change over your RSS and everything will be taken care of. And good news for non-members, you won't have to hear me talk about this much longer because we're making the full-on switch on Monday. So I'll give a couple of reminders and leave it at that. But obviously the big event is the Royal Rumble this weekend, and we will have live coverage coming up on Sunday night. I will start with the kickoff show, which has that four-way tag match, which is a qualifying match for the Rumble. And so if you are watching football or however you whatever you're doing on Sunday night, if you want to also just follow along, say you're watching live hopefully, and you want to follow along and get some live commentary, I will be doing that as the show takes place at ProWrestling.net, of course. But also tonight there's an NXT television taping in Orlando, Florida, and a little bit bigger than normal because it's the Rumble weekend. They are at the University of Central Florida rather than Full Sail University. They have advertised a few matches for this. Finn Balor and Neville are going to meet. They have not said if this one is going to be taped for television. It was added to the show just yesterday, which is kind of odd. I don't know if they're trying to scramble to get some last-minute ticket sales, if they feel like they need a strong walk-up, or why that match was announced so late. But also Sami Zayn against Samoa Joe in a number one contenders match, and Bayley facing Carmella for the NXT Women's Championship. As always, any of these shows, if you are going to a live event, television taping, and you want to help us out, you can always email me at dotnetjason@gmail.com, dotnetjason@gmail.com, or if that's too tough to remember, just go to the Contact Us page at ProWrestling.net. You always have my information right there, but we would definitely appreciate a correspondent for tonight's event in Orlando. Also tonight, Evolve 53, the beginning of the Evolve Tag Team Championship Tournament, the first time they are crowning new tag team champions, period. That is in Ybor City, Florida, and then they will continue the tournament over the next couple of days. They move to Orlando on Saturday and are there again on Sunday at the Orlando Downtown Rec Complex. Saturday is the fun one in that you're going to have some NXT talent appearing in person. These are all available on iPay-Per-View over at WWNLive.com, but you will not see the NXT talent on these shows because William Regal is going to be appearing in a non-televised segment. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan are going to appear in a pre-show VIP autograph session. If you are going to the shows or watching those shows, again, you know what to do. Email me. We would love some input, or even the basic results on those shows would be great. But again, Evolve 53 through 55, Ybor City tonight, and then Orlando on Saturday and Sunday. Ring of Honor had to cancel their event, and we may be seeing some more cancellations here. Global Force Wrestling running in the Northeast, and I know a lot of you are dealing with the storm. I live in Minnesota. I know what it's about, but I know it's worse for some of you in some areas because you're just not used to it. And Fletcher, North Carolina is one of those places, and that's where Ring of Honor was scheduled to run tonight. They have canceled that show. Saturday's show in Duluth, Georgia is still scheduled to take place as of last check. I don't know what the weather is in Georgia, but I would hope it's a little bit tamer than some of the weather everybody else is getting a little bit north. On that show, it's War Machine facing Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson for the tag titles, and you got to think this is probably going to be one of the final appearances for Gallows and Anderson. They're also having Jay Lethal against Matt Jackson for the ROH title, and Roderick Strong facing Nick Jackson for the ROH TV title. And perhaps the man of the weekend, AJ Styles, is actually appearing on that show as well in a what is expected to be a non-televised segment. So yeah, he'll be at the taping, but I don't think we'll be seeing him on television just because everything points to him being in WWE, and most likely even on Sunday in that Royal Rumble match. Last night was the final WWE television show before the Royal Rumble, WWE SmackDown airing, and I thought this was a pretty ordinary show. It's very much a B show with a good broadcast team, as I keep saying, and I think this week it was really on display. It just if it's the same broadcast team that we were getting on Sci-Fi, then I think people just be going, ah, same old SmackDown. I think the good broadcasting team is certainly masking just the flat nature of the show in a lot of ways. Forget this angle and that angle. I think the goal of this show should be to leave viewers more excited about the Royal Rumble match, or at least the Royal Rumble pay-per-view in general, than they came in. To each his own, of course, they failed with me. I think the positive, at least one of them, is that they did manage to heat up Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose a little bit again after a very forgettable night on Raw. It almost feels like the build to that match went a week longer than WWE had scripted, because everything was pretty hot until this week, but I thought they got back on track a little bit. And they also spotlighted Bray Wyatt at the end of the night again, and whether you buy Wyatt as a major threat to actually win the Rumble or not, they have positioned him in a way that I think at least makes you wonder what he's going to do in the Rumble. And I think I think he's at least a dark horse candidate now. I mean, you even see it with some of the betting odds that are out there. I think it's a huge gap after the big three of Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Triple H. But then there's the big drop. I mean, Hunter, I should say, is the odds favorite as far as winning this thing, as far as the betting lines are concerned. But if but then after you get through the other big three in the Rumble, then there's a big drop and it's Bray Wyatt. And so I think they've at least positioned him in a way where, yeah, dark horse candidate, and there's got to be some people looking at him a lot more seriously going into the Rumble than they were even a week ago when he was still talking about anybody but you, Roman. It's like, great, okay, so you don't really want to win the Rumble. You just want to make sure that Roman Reigns doesn't win the Rumble. So it's nice to see that change, and I don't know where they're going with Wyatt. I mean, there's speculation as to, I think everybody in every heel on the roster is going to face Brock Lesnar, depending on who you're listening to at WrestleMania, and maybe it's Wyatt. Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to pretend I know what the WrestleMania lineup is. I think things will be a lot more clear coming out of Sunday's show, obviously. But I like that they're doing something with Wyatt. And if it turns out well, they're just positioning him so he's meaningful when he's in there with Lesnar or Reigns on Sunday, I'll take that. I'd rather have it be more, but at least he means something in that match, because I think that's the key with what they were doing on Monday's Raw also with League of Nations. In League of Nations, it didn't work as well, but you're giving those big guns some guys that matter. There's some moments when you get Wyatt in the ring with Roman Reigns, or maybe Sheamus and Brock Lesnar, just kind of from Rusev, Brock Lesnar, just based on what they've done on television lately. And I think that's key. So even if they're not serious about the Wyatt family and or League of Nations going forward, at least they made the effort to try to make them mean a little bit more going into this Rumble match. And I think they will try to do more with the Wyatt family. I just don't know what they can do with League of Nations. It just feels pretty flat. And I also thought Chris Jericho was a dark horse candidate coming out of Raw, but then he went back to comedy silliness on SmackDown, and I'm kind of back to feeling indifferent about him again. I just say be a star, and I don't mean that in the WWE anti-bullying sense, obviously. I mean, WWE needs Jericho to be a star. They need him to be a pro wrestling star, not a nostalgia act or a guy who's doing wacky and seemingly pointless comedy. They need him to be a star. They need star power right now, and I think Jericho gives it to him if he's positioned well, if he is cast in serious roles as he was on Monday. I thought he was much better on Monday, even with the over-the-top celebrating as he got rid of people. I still hope that this is by design, that he is definitely one step ahead of everyone, and everything he's doing looking like the oblivious entertainer type that's reliving his glory years from the 90s is all by design, and he's about to flip the script on everybody. But I wanted to feel about Jericho what I did coming out of Monday's show, which is that, again, maybe a long shot, but, dark horse candidate, at least, if nothing else, a guy who means something in that Royal Rumble match, and I just didn't feel that coming out of Friday. So, overall, I kind of felt like the go-home edition of SmackDown felt like the B show that it is, and I don't mean B grade as far as the overall show quality. I just mean that SmackDown comes off like a B show. I think they really needed an A-plus final hype show for the Rumble, and this wasn't it. It just was another if you missed it, you missed it. Nothing to see here type of edition of SmackDown, which is a shame. We're 3 weeks into the USA Network run. It's the Royal Rumble go home show, and I think this was just a disappointing effort. I mean, it was. It's not that it's a terrible show or anything. It's just I already feel like we're back to, unless you really like the announcers, if you missed it, you didn't miss anything big that you need to go back and watch. You know, that's disappointing. I don't expect SmackDown to be Raw's equal, but I expect it to be more than it was on Sci-Fi. And this week, I just didn't feel like it was. Our question of the week this week is being answered early because of the Royal Rumble. I asked people if you could only pick one, which NXT wrestler would you like to see enter the Royal Rumble match and why? I normally read these on Monday again, but with the Rumble being on Sunday, it makes sense to answer these today. .NET member Mike from Buffalo wrote, I would like to see Samoa Joe in the Rumble. Then, if I can fantasy book here, I would like to have him eliminate Brock Lesnar to set up a match between the two at WrestleMania. They can even leave him in last with Roman Reigns, only for Reigns to eliminate him. And if they insist on going with the Authority screwing over Reigns, then Triple H will enter at number 31 to throw out Reigns after that. I'll save my comments on this for a minute, a little bit. Also, .NET member Assassin5 writes, Sami Zayn. Why? Who else to mark out for than the ultimate underdog? Have him eliminate a couple of people and have a strong showing and start a feud with him and Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental title going into WrestleMania. I like it. Kid Mojo, he voted for just Jax. I assume Nia Jax. Isn't there a Jax character in like G.I. Joe or something? I don't know, but I assume he's kidding with this. You never quite know with Mojo, who is still, he always has been and he always will be, the Glenn Quagmire of the .NET Members Forum. Giggity, Mojo, giggity. My vote is simply for whoever they're going to spotlight properly. I'll give you a firm answer. I'm not going to cop out on this completely, but that really is the key. I don't want to see Finn Balor enter the Rumble just for that momentary thrill of seeing Finn Balor work a main roster show. If they have something cool planned for Finn Balor and it makes sense, awesome. If it's just, well, this will be a cool surprise, no, don't bother. I don't want to see Sami Zayn in the Rumble only to have him be cast as just another guy. Now, what Assassin wrote, yeah, if you spotlight him and you do something good with him and something comes out of it, cool. You know, jumping back to Balor, I want his first WWE main roster appearance to be an event. I don't want his entrance to be cut short because it's the Royal Rumble match. I want the full effect, and I want him and anyone else called up from NXT to have that six-month plan that Triple H always talks about during the conference calls he does with the pro wrestling media. I don't want to see another throwaway moment like Hideo Itami in the WrestleMania Battle Royal. I want more than what we saw from Rusev when he was in the Royal Rumble. And, you know, granted, we've seen that bad debuts are not the kiss of death. Obviously, Rusev has gone on to be successful, and Charlotte, who had about as lousy a debut on Raw as humanly possible, is just... You know, they're both examples of people who had those disappointing debuts on the main roster, but have gone on to be successful. But back to that whole six-month thing, what was the six-month plan for Tyler Breeze? What was the six-month plan for Neville? And maybe there were those plans. You know, I think people like to point to Triple H and say and ask that question. Maybe there was, but the guy that controls everything just wasn't having any of it. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I know for a fact that Triple H is, no, there really was a plan, and let's all praise Triple H. I don't know. Whoever is to blame here, I want them to practice what they preach on that. And if it is a case of, well, there are some good plans in place, but Vince just kind of changes the way everything goes, there's really nothing they can do about it, and it has to be incredibly frustrating. But it's sad to see this, and so I'm just very leery of that. Now, again, if all the creative is right, though, I mean, I told you I'd get to my pick. I would also love to see Samoa Joe make his debut in the Rumble. I admit it's a tricky one because I want Joe to be a badass heel because that's what the main roster really needs right now. They need strong heels. You know, you have a pretty good core of baby faces, but look at the last minute scrambling they're doing, trying to make the Wyatt family mean something again and trying to make League of Nations mean something. They need strong heels, and Joe is that guy that you could plug in, create a good storyline for him, whether it's working with John Cena if he were healthy. Brock Lesnar, I would wait on that match myself, and you know, maybe there's time to do it this year, but I'd like to see it be a true showdown match where Joe's just destroying people for a year even before they get to that match. Certainly Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, there's a story to tell there, and the list goes on and on. There's so much you can do with Samoa Joe. I would love to see it. There's a need for it. But I say it's tricky because I really fear that, you know, there's certainly a way to do it. They just need to come up with a way to have him in the Royal Rumble match and presumably be eliminated. I mean, we can fantasy book and say Joe wins the whole thing, and hey, that'd be fun. Chances are he's going to be eliminated if he's in the match. So look, he needs to look dominant in the process. He really does. You got to find a way. Everyone remembers Roman Reigns setting the record for most eliminations a couple years ago, because they always show us the videos at this time of year, the numbers video, and they feature Reigns in there and things like that. Do you think the average fan remembers how he was eliminated that year? The point is that, yes, there is a way to accomplish it where a guy can look really strong and have a memorable outing, but he's eliminated. It's just you need to be careful about how you do it. And if they can accomplish that with Samoa Joe, then I am all for it. I think he is just what they need. Before we go any further today, I do want to tell you guys that there will be more free audio content coming your way tomorrow. The British Invasion, they are returning. .NET staffers Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge will be doing a Royal Rumble preview show, and that is actually recorded and will be going up sometime on Saturday morning. So depending on where you live, East Coast, it could be early afternoon, but it will be up for you guys on Saturday, so you have a full day before the Rumble to check that out. And if you're looking for more audio content, Will and Jake's Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, you guys heard part one on the All Access side yesterday. That is available. Set part two is available with them previewing the undercard. .NET staffer John Moore and I got together for just shy of 90 minutes yesterday and discussed pretty much all things Royal Rumble, and then we had some TNA discussion at the end of the show as well. Those are available exclusively to .NET members on the ad-free version of the website. Membership rates start as low as $5.50 if you take our annual option. That's what it breaks down to. You just want to try it out for a month, enjoy ad-free access to the Royal Rumble, hear all of this exclusive audio content that the members hear, including the NXT audio review that I did yesterday, the Ring of Honor audio review that Hayden and Darren did yesterday, and the list goes on and on. And also, the guys will be back tomorrow. Will and Jake will be back with part three of the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. It'll be available exclusively to members. If audio is your thing, we have a ton of it for you, and you can treat yourself to 1 month of membership for just $7.50. All the details available on the main page at prowrestling.net. Just look for the sign-up area, and once you're in there, you'll see three different pricing options, and we would love to have you on board. We have a good group of members in the forum as well that you can correspond with. You can take part in our questions of the week, and the list of perks goes on and on. I also want to say, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast, rate and review us on iTunes if you have a chance. That is always appreciated, and you can help spread the word about this podcast. And finally, follow me on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. Yes, that is me making the smart-ass comments, but I do a lot of linking to our news articles as well. And on the site today, you can check out Darren Gutteridge's NXT hit list with his thoughts on this week's NXT television show, Jake Barnett's live coverage review of SmackDown from Thursday night, and also John Moore's real-time. Well, he's not watching it live, but he's providing his thoughts as he sees them. And his blog is always available on Friday. So John Moore's blog on real-time WWE SmackDown thoughts, among the things available on the main page today. And if you somehow missed it, Tammy said she is now officially a porn star. I know, once she started doing all that stuff with Vivid back and forth via TMZ, what a shocking thing it is that they actually had a deal already in place. I can't believe it. Vivid never operates that way, do they? But yes, Tammy is officially a porn star. So congratulations. Some of you are happy. Some of you have felt the need to like email me or point out on Twitter how happy you are about this. And good for you. I don't even know what to say. Like, okay, why are you telling me you can't wait to see this? But congratulations to you. If you're someone who's really excited about this, I can't say that I intend to review this one for the site or anything like that. We'll just leave it at that. All right, on that awkward note, everyone, enjoy Royal Rumble weekend. Don't forget to check back for the British Invasion podcast regarding the Royal Rumble coming up on Saturday, and live coverage of the Royal Rumble from me on Sunday night at prowrestling.net. Until next time, take care.